Good morning. It's 8 a.m. on Wednesday, November the 5th. I'm pretty sure. Yep. Wednesday, November the 5th. This is 43 degrees, but it's lying. It's like 38. Maybe 35. It feels a lot colder than almost 40. So, yeah, what I'm thinking about today is the election, and I'm really saddened by the results. And I'm going to try to keep that to be the only comment I make on it. As a relatively rich, sort of middle-aged white guy. Well, yeah, great. Terrific. Anybody of color, anybody female, anybody young, anybody who's a member of the LGBT community, those people have got to be hurting today. But for relatively wealthy middle-aged white guys, excellent outcome. So I did get Herman of Lomas wood ready to convert to text. I didn't actually get it converted to text. That was unfortunate because it was it's really only like a 3-minute job to put it into the other computer so that I can convert it to LaTeX. I didn't get it there yesterday. I didn't even get it out into the Dropbox that does the transmissions for me. So yeah, today I've got to buckle down. I want to get this thing uploaded today. I don't have anything else going on today other than getting this thing taken care of. I've got to take the kid to rehearsal tonight, so it'll be another late night. Perhaps I'll get a nap in this afternoon. I got to figure out something to do with some chicken, because I got to make dinner. This is my life. Wires are pulling. Pulling on wires is never a good thing. Is it actually recording? Yep, seems to be. Yeah, 3 minutes 52. And I'm back on my normal track today. I got all the extra walking done, so I don't need to make an extra wide trip today. It's just as well. Oh. So the other thing I was looking at was that I've lost my maps. I've got them somewhere. They're on one of these computers, or one of the hard drives anyway, that I've got squirreled away. But the map I drew of Corlay, of the world of Tanith Fairport, I've got the flattened versions. I've got the JPEG published versions, but I don't have the layered versions. Which means if I want to make any changes to it, I got a problem. It also means that I only have a JPEG. Actually, maybe I've got a PNG. But the problem is that every time I save it, it degrades slightly. And that's a bit of a problem. I'm also tired because I was up late last night. Up early this morning. I wasn't up as late last night as I have been the last couple of rehearsal nights. I got the kid home around 10:30. I think I was in bed by 10:45. Which is a good thing. Much better than 11:30. Oh, and the fire alarm didn't go off at 3 a.m. That was the big excitement Monday night. I was like, really? Fire alarm? I don't know if it's a dust or spider or something got on the sensor, but we blew it out and it stopped, so okay. Somebody did a number on this fence. Car? Is it a car? Yes, it is a car. Judging from the skid marks on the sidewalk, yep, it was a car. And we turn west. Sun feels warm this morning. Sun feels good. Monk Post. something with a dead man over my shoulder. Oingo Boingo was playing on the first mile. And now I have Dead Man's Party in my head. Oh well. The thing that has me bugged is that there's so much that we need to do, there's so much we need to focus on, and we haven't done it as a country. We haven't done it as a state. And I guess there really was no actual hope that we might progress beyond voter suppression. Obamacare, the rest. But clearly that's not going to happen. It wouldn't have happened even if the Democrats had managed to hold on to the Senate, because we'd still have the same dynamic. So maybe. The possibility exists that we might not actually set this country back 50 years. I'm not holding out a lot of hope for it, but at least it's a possibility. I said I wasn't going to talk about politics, but the problem is this is what I'm thinking about this morning. I'm very discouraged. Locally, on the plus side, they did turn down the two Colorado State Constitution amendments. Trash truck. That was loud. So yeah, it's still very discouraging. I was just feeling like I was digging my way out, and now this. It's silly, because actually, on the grand scheme of things, for me personally, my white male middle class privilege has been upheld. But what this is going to do to the world that I'm going to leave to my daughters is somewhat more problematic to me. So yeah, I'm pretty discouraged today. It's pretty... That's pretty aggravating. But I guess I've been saying it for years, and I never felt it was more true than today. There's a movie called Idiocracy, and it's supposed to be a comedy. And I've said for years that it's not comedy, it's prophecy. And I don't see anything standing in the way of it coming true. Education is in a shambles. And the only real defense that the Republic has is an enlightened citizenry. And the problem is that you can't... It's very difficult to enlighten poverty. When you don't know how you're going to feed your kids, if you don't know how you're going to maintain your shelter, if you don't know how you're going to stay warm through the winter, if you don't know what you're going to do if somebody gets a serious illness, other than die. Then it's difficult to take a larger view. It's difficult to move on up the ever popular Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It becomes very difficult to look beyond. How do I feed my kids? In system speak, it's called a cascade fail. Or a fail cascade. And so when one small piece fails and takes with it the next larger piece, which takes with it the next larger piece, which takes with it the next larger piece, until you're left with a pile that doesn't resemble anything at all like what you started with. And that's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm worried about. And I'm hoping that I'm wrong. I'm hoping that I'm just tired and reacting at an emotional level rather than a logical one. That's probably true. But it's still what I'm talking about today, at least what I'm thinking about. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.